Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
How difficult will it be to balance the importance from an organizational point of view of wanting to wait on Jason Tatum until he is fully healed up plus... And his desire, it appears, to be back on the basketball court. Like, I feel like he wants to play tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Everybody knows exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to ever ask him to come back. We're assuming he's not coming back, and we're not even going to have any discussions about it. If at the end of at some point he's going to be ready to come back, whenever that is, we'll get five doctors' opinions. We'll ask him how he feels, and then we'll all decide. Jointly, let's do this, whatever month that is, whenever that is. But there's no discussions in the meantime. I mean, he's expected to not be here this season.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Wick Grosbeck this morning on The Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY, get it on your phone. Free, easy, you can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature and listen to all of Wick. Terp, you were here for that. Pure Hoops with Terp returns with basketball season. The Celtics returning tonight. You said there's some discrepancy about what Wick was driving, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I think he meant more so that there's no expectation for him.
No. I'm saying what Wick was driving for a vehicle. There's some expectation about
what
that
was. I thought you were talking about that. Yeah, there is. The big debate is the color of it.
I couldn't
decipher the make and model. I could.
Yeah, you and college/real-life Tom are debating.
It was not
what
red.
You're saying it's not red.
No, it was orange.
It was like a burnt orange.
It's like a blue dress, gold dress.
It was in Laurel or Yanni. So if we can't come up with the color, I feel like we have no chance of the make and model.
He's hung up on like the make and model. We're not worrying about that. I probably misdiagnosed that. We'll go with the color was orange.
Bare bones. Yeah. How many wheels?
Four wheels.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Four wheels.
So now we're talking right, four good. Wheels.
I believe two doors.
How many doors?
Oh, two doors.
Two doors.
Yeah, well, yeah, just yeah. use the answer. Two. Wow. Yeah.
Do they go up like the DeLorean or do they
it
go?
Might have been. I missed that part.
Okay. All right.
But there were two doors.
Self-driving?
Didn't get the plate numbers.
Ooh, I like to think Irv just drives him wherever he goes.
I don't think Irv drives him.
It feeds him
Well, there
food
was an Uber out
like
there
that.
At the same time. Ooh, nice. So I was like, oh, what's this?
But you,
busy.
That answer jumped out to you from Wick about Tatum and his return.
Yeah, and then when you kind of think about it, I think Wick more so meant that there's no expectation for him to come back, more so than he's not coming back. And, you know, the thing is with the Tatum return is all the speculation of him coming back this year has been driven by him and only him. No one else has really put that out there. I know the Celtics won't go out and explicitly rule him out for the year, but he's the only one saying that he wants to come back this year and is really pushing for that. So I still think there's a chance he does. I mean, somewhere in the February or March range, and by all accounts, it appears that his nonstop rehab is on the right track. But again, he's the only one fueling that speculation.
So he did say he has a date picked out.
Yes. He has a game that he wants to play.
He has a game that he wants to be back at home.
At home.
So, I mean, I think Wick answered that the right way. Like, it makes no sense for anybody other than Tatum to say if and when he's coming back. Well, and then, like, plus, there's so much time for setbacks and whatever else, so you don't want to, like, circle a date.
But then he contradicts it, and he's like, well, we're going to have five doctors, and we're really going to cry. And this is, like, what Shams has said before, where he's like, we're going to have a whole team of people making a decision. It's like, why? He's cleared, and then if Tatum wants to do it, he should play. Why, what do you need that many people for?
He does seem, I mean, way ahead of schedule. Like, every step of the way. Like, they showed that clip of him running up and down the court, then they showed that clip
dunking.
Flat foot dunking. Yeah. I was like, okay, I like that. And so if they want to hold him out for the whole season, I honestly wouldn't have a problem with that, because that's usually the nature of this injury. But if he thinks he can come back in March and just don't play him in back-to-backs or whatever, like, do it.
I'm a little different on that, and I think that if he's fully cleared and 100% healthy, he should play. I mean, I look at it almost like a phone charger, right? You leave your phone on the charger overnight. Once it's at 100%, it's not going to go any higher. So what's the point of keeping him out? Like, if he's 100%
cleared. If
I'm
being consistent, though, I do leave it way past 100%.
Well, everyone does because you're sleeping, but it's the sense that it's not going to go any higher. So if he's 100% healthy,
yeah.
What's the point of
it's
not
like
having
filling up your gas tank? Yeah. Trying to just more than top it off, and you got gas spraying out of the car. It's the whole thing.
But, like, regardless of how the team is performing, wouldn't you want him out there kind of relearning his body, acclimating to the pace of play?
Yeah, no, you're right.
My answer is yes. Is there any scenario where the team says we'd rather have the lottery pick than him coming back, and Tatum and the team could disagree on that?
I just don't think they're going to be bad enough to be in lottery contention. I mean, the core really that they have with Pritchard, White, and Brown is just too prideful.
I don't think so either. But what if they're on the cusp and they're like, Tatum definitely takes us out of the lottery? And just picture that scenario. Could you see Tatum and the team not on the same page?
Possibly, but I also don't think he's going to come back and be an all-NBA player. I think that's part of it as well. In fact, he could hurt them in the sense that he's going to be playing a little bit slower, and it might result in some losses.
Yeah, depending on what kind of role they're on.
In that sense, depending on the loss. Like, I mean,
clip that. Headline.
There's the headline.
No, no.
Colon. Tatum could hurt Celtics. Let's put that on social.
More so with the pace they want to play at, the style they want to play, it's going to take him time to acclimate to that. So more so, like, if you're trying to get him involved and stuff like that, maybe it could hurt them in that sense. I don't think it would. Obviously, you're adding an all-NBA player, but it could. I just think this year, if he's healthy, he should play.
All right, what's it going to look like in the front court? Because I feel like everybody's going to feel good about the guards that they have, and we can get into like who starts, who doesn't, and all that stuff, but who's getting rebounds? Who's guarding the other team's big man? What is that going to look like early on in the season?
Yeah, the rebounds is going to be a problem for this team all year, especially on the defensive glass. I mean, Jason Tatum's their best rebounder. Kristaps Porzingis was their second best on a per-game basis, and Al Horford and Luke Kornet were second and third in totals last year. Like, the personnel is just not there, and they're a much smaller team, and defensive rebounding is something we're going to talk about with this team for the entire year. It's going to lose them games. That's just the reality of it. So they're going to have to make up for it in different areas, and that's going to be forcing turnovers. That's going to be grabbing offensive rebounds, and the answer to the rebounding is it's going to be a collective effort. I mean, Derek White led them in rebounds a couple times in the preseason. Like, everyone's going to rebound 1 through 5, and if you don't, you're going to be pulled on the bench.
So you're saying tonight, hypothetically, take your Embiid overs? That's what you're saying?
I'd probably lean that way, yeah. And this is as healthy as you're going to get Joel Embiid, right? And, you know,
it's true. It's a downhill after
the
tonight.
The guy won an MVP 3 years ago. He just hasn't been able to play.
Like,
when
Jokic
he's
year.
On the floor and when he's healthy, he's dominant as can be.
No, he's very good.
And this is as healthy as he's going to be. They're going to have their hands, you know, full with him tonight, but it's going to be a 1 through 5 thing. It's not one specific guy shutting him down. Like, they're going to mix and match different coverages and, you know, try their best to slow him down.
Is there one guy, though, out of, like, the Kata, Boucher, Garza, like, Tillman group that you think could be the most consistent, or is it literally every night it's going to be a different guy that plays?
I mean, they're
going
to need it to be Namish Kata. Okay. They're going to need it to be him. I mean, he's the closest thing to a true center that they have.
Yeah.
I mean, Boucher's going to be great, but he plays more of the four. Like,
right.
I don't think it's necessarily... that's necessarily his game. So I think they're going to need it to be Namish Kata.
Text line, this is a good question for you, Keith. Terp, rather. Sucker's bet or buying opportunity. I put half a ham, parentheses, a link, question mark?
No.
No?
$5, a link?
An Abe.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. Oh, a link, I get it.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's just say half a ham. That
I
works.
Put half a ham on Kata to win most improved this year at plus 6,000.
I would actually sprinkle, if anyone's going to get votes for the Celtics for most improved, I think it's Josh Minot. I think people are really going to like him.
The lawnmower.
And he's lived up to that nickname throughout the preseason, the way the guy plays, just hustling on the glass defensively.
It's
like,
a great nickname.
I think if anyone's going to receive votes for that award that's on the Celtics, it's Josh Minot. People are going to be really surprised with this kid. I think he's going to be very good.
Right. Before we get to some superlatives, and not to tell anybody how to do their job, but there was one question you wanted to hear from Wick today about the luxury tax. They were asking about the second apron.
you're curious about if the Celtics or how they will approach the luxury tax around the trade deadline. They have to be below it by then or else they'll owe what?
So if they're roughly $12 million, it's like 12.1 over the luxury tax right now, $4 million above the first apron. So if they are, if they keep the roster as is right now and they are over that that luxury tax line, they'll owe almost $40 million, 39.5. So I wonder.
So if, who are you looking at come trade deadline time? If Bill Chisholm, which he probably wants to do, and I'll say this for you, wants to get below the luxury tax, who are we looking at that could go?
It'd be Anthony Simons. I mean, he's on a $27.7 million expiring contract, and every team at the trade deadline is going to be looking for shooting. And this is a guy who I think is going to fit offensively great into the system, and I think defensively as well. It's going to help playing around Derek White. Joe Mazzulla has been fantastic on the defensive end, like with his scheming. And so they finished second, fourth in defensive rating his 3 years here. It's gone overlooked because of how good they've been offensively, setting NBA records for most efficient offense and three-pointers, whatever it may be. But defensively, they've been fantastic as well. So I think Anthony Simons is going to be very good for this team, and I think they could drive up his value a little bit. And that's something I'm going to be looking for. I mean, if they don't view Simons as a long-term fit to this team, I can definitely see them moving him, not even necessarily to get under the luxury tax, but to also just gain further assets. And maybe that depends on how the team is performing. But if they view him as a possible contributor to this team, maybe they extend him in the offseason.
So I'm happy he made it to this point because there was a lot of fear, like, you know, guys like George Niang and some of the other ones they brought in, they might just dump him, right? But they still have him.
Yeah.
So I thought that was as good as you were probably going to get. In return for Drew Holiday.
So fun to watch.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, the offense has been as advertised. I mean, he was one of 20 players last year to make 200 threes. Before last year, he averaged 23 straight years. Like,
so Mazzulla's
he's a professional bucket getter.
Wants him. He's going to fit
the thing,
into Mazzulla's
defense
style.
Has to hold up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Mazzulla has more of an emphasis on defense than he does offense.
Well, yeah, he was screaming at the rebounds.
And the rebound. I said, that's going to be an issue all year.
Simon's going to put that to the test. So it's Pure Hoops with Terp High Noon. Every Wednesday, you got questions for Terp, 617-779-7937. Questions about tonight, questions about...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Feel free to ask away, but let's do some Celtics season superlatives. We can hash these out, all three of us. If we got to break any ties, we'll bring in Billy. Where are we starting, Keith, with our superlatives?
Let's go right with the big one. MVP. team MVP this year, I feel like it has to be Jaylen Brown.
Tell us why it wouldn't be Jaylen Brown.
I agree, it's Jaylen Brown. Okay. I actually think he's going to get back on the All-NBA team this year. Assuming he reaches the 65-game threshold, he should absolutely get on.
Yeah, all right, that's an easy one.
So honorable mention, though, would it be Derek White? Like, who would be next on the list?
Yeah. Probably the next guy, yeah, would be Derek White. He might win something else coming up on this list. But okay. Yeah, the MVP should for sure be Jaylen Brown. And if it's not, then there's a real problem.
Then they are in the lottery and they are telling Tatum.
Either he's hurt or he had a bad season.
Do you guys think he gets back on the All-NBA?
I do. Yeah.
He's had a case the last 2 years, and we went through it last year. He had an outside chance last year. The year before in 23-24, he might have been snubbed for Devin Booker.
I think he should be. If he's not.
Especially this year with no Tatum, and if they are decent, if they're a top six seed, then yeah, they'll look to him.
The only thing I'd worry about is if they do struggle and they do start to embrace a tank, which I don't think they would.
So they shut him
down. Does a sprained ankle turn into a six-week thing? Yeah, and he doesn't really squall the 65-game threshold.
Maybe. All right, so Jaylen Brown's team MVP. What else?
All right, we might already know Terp's answer to this one, but most improved, they still give that out. NBA award, most improved.
Well, if he's going
to
be most improved in the whole league.
You want a lawnmower?
Is that your answer?
That's my pick for the Celtics, yeah.
I mean, let's think of who else it could even be, Keith. I don't think Simons or Pritchard would qualify. They're already good, qualified NBA players.
Well, Garza.
Garza's a great one.
Like, Garza's going to get opportunity, isn't he?
For sure, yeah, yeah. Tillman. Cada, that's another one.
Yeah, so I was...
Shireman.
I was thinking of all the bigs. Shireman should be in the mix there. So Garza, I think, is a good one. You want to... I'll defer to Terp,
I'll defer to Terp. I'll go. I'm not so strongly
Let's
about
Let's go with the lawnmower.
Else.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower's on there.
All right, plug it in.
All right, defensive player of the year. Who will be the Celtics defensive player of the year?
I think this one's easy.
Derek White. Got to be Derek White.
He led the preseason in blocks. Jeez. He averaged three a game. He's a guard.
Yeah,
he averaged three blocks a game.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, he and Drew Holiday was as good of a defensive backcourt as there's probably been.
Right.
Like, that was awesome. And so you lose a little bit of that, obviously, with Holiday gone. But
there's a dearth of other options. I mean, who is even on the list aside from that? Jaylen has been a candidate to be all defense in the past.
He got all defensive votes 2 years ago, I think it was.
But I don't think there are many.
Cada, a little bit of a Cada
no
the eraser.
For Simons.
I don't think
no
so.
Nominees for Simons.
I don't think Simons will be
most improved defensively. Sure, maybe.
Maybe
Peyton Pritchard.
That's not an award.
Okay.
All right. So Derek White gets defensive player. All right. Sixth man of the year. They had the NBA sixth man of the year last year in Peyton Pritchard. Do we even know yet? Is he going to start or is he going to come off?
Pritchard's going to start.
He's going to start. So is Anthony Simons coming off the bench?
Yeah.
I wrote this in my article this morning.
Okay.
10 bold takes on WEI.com. I walked right into that one. Yeah. Anthony Simons, if he sticks around, I think could win Sixth Man of the Year of the NBA.
They're going to have the Sixth Man and the Most Improved.
Two of the last. Well, no, I'm saying Josh Minot could
get. He might get.
I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's
going to win. Sprinkle.
But
sprinkle.
Anthony Simons. I mean, two of the last 3 years, it's been a Boston Celtic.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon and Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, Brogdon retired. You see that?
Yes.
Brogdon hanging
didn't
up.
Didn't want to be a Nick.
Hanging up the shoes.
I didn't realize that was a non-guaranteed deal.
Sneaky, horrible teammate.
Turns out, horrible teammate
and a bona fide coach killer.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon. He's had like 10 coaches in
like
9 years.
He seemed
like
such a good fit when they got him.
Bad.
No, at the time.
Bad
it
teammate.
Got worse. Yeah.
Coach killer.
No, I'm with you. If Simons, because I would have just had Pritchard come off the bench and do the same thing he did last year. But if they decide they want to start him and they feel like he earned that or whatever, great. Simons should step right into those shoes, and he's going to have plenty of opportunity to score.
Just looking at the numbers from last year, and I know he's a start. He started all 70 games last year, but Simons averaged 19.3 points, 4.8 assists, 2.7 rebounds. Pritchard last year in a Sixth Man of the Year award-winning year, 14.3 points, 3.5 assists, 3.8 rebounds. Can Anthony Simons get to those numbers?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did Pritchard set? Was it like threes off the bench?
Get ready to shatter that.
I was going to say, Simons is like, okay, what's the number? He's like, I'll chase it down.
Is Hauser going to start?
It's going to switch. I actually believe Joe Mazzulla when he says it's going to switch every night. Like, there's not going to be a set.
It's like the Red Sox.
Rotation, a set, a starting lineup.
We actually might have 12 starters.
So I think Hauser, my guess is by the end of the year, I think most of the guys on this roster would have made at least one start.
Okay, but Hauser's not really going to qualify as a quote-unquote sixth man because he might start a lot of games.
I think he's going to start,
Okay.
All right, so we'll go with Simons.
What else do we have?
All right, we have the Kia Clutch Player presented by Kia. Who do you got? I have one.
I think it's White.
I think it's Derek White as well.
Derek White.
He's had a legitimate shot to win it the last couple of years. Just the league award.
He has had some monster shots. We go back to the playoffs, like the crazy tip-in that he had. But even still, like, as good as Jaylen Brown is, and we went over the numbers before. Remember early last season when Tatum missed a couple game winners? And we're like, oh, maybe Brown actually maybe deserves more of these. But, like, Derek White, he's got that in him.
This is going to be interesting. Does Jaylen defer in these moments this year? because this is his opportunity to really be the guy without Tatum. Does he really take over in these? So Jalen's going to have a real opportunity to be clutch this year. Yeah. We can really evaluate him in the clutch.
The Kia clutch player?
But I think the Kia clutch player is Derek White.
And statistically speaking, when Jason Tatum has been out, it's Jalen's playmaking that has gone up. His assists have trickled up. So
yeah.
It'd be more of that.
Oh, nice. So you're saying Jalen over assists tonight, assuming he plays.
Assuming he plays. I think he does play. Okay, practiced in full the last 2 days.
Those may or may not already be in a Jones parlay with the Embiid overs. I think it was set at 5.5.
I think he averaged
4.5.
Six.
Yeah, I took him at 5.
So you have Embiid points and rebounds over,
I upped the Embiid points and rebounds to 30 and 10, and I took the Jalen assists. All parlayed together, plus 900 if you want to ride. What else do we got?
Rookie of the year. Who will be the Celtics rookie of the year?
Now, what are our options?
Max Shulga, Amari Williams, and Ugo Gonzalez. Only one of those players is on a standard deal.
Are we going Ugo?
Yeah.
Is it Ugo?
Well, I thought it was Ugo.
No, Ugo.
Ugo.
Definitely not Hugo. I knew that.
No, obviously.
Ugo.
That's day one
stuff. I thought it was Ugo. Mr.
Ugo.
What is it again? Mr. Elastic Hands? What do they call him? Elastic.
What, has he got the same size hands of Taco Fall? Like, something like that?
Oh,
he's
nice.
He's going to contribute.
Nice, or maybe not.
No, maybe a mess.
He's going to contribute. And it's been tough.
Yeah.
And obviously, the roster that they've had played into this. But
you're asking,
Baylor,
do I think he's going to contribute? I don't. No.
No, he's going to.
I don't.
I think he's going to.
He's telling you that he is. He's not asking you.
I'm telling you, I don't think he will.
I mean, Baylor Shireman played 31 games as a rookie last year. I think it was like 12 for Jordan Walsh in his rookie year, 9 for J.D. Davison. And granted, those teams were a lot better, and the circumstances will allow for him to play minutes, especially if they're going deeper into the rotation this year. But, yeah, I think he's going to play. I think he could play, like, north of 50 games this year.
Wow. In your face, Jones.
I mean, okay, so...
Why don't you suck on that, Jones?
Contribute meaning he'll play in games or actually be, like, somebody who's contributing to the team?
He's going
to
contribute. Oh, yeah. No, he's going to play
and
contribute.
I feel like if they're all guards and Minot is going to get some most improved player of the year, like, how's he going to get these minutes?
Well, he's going to play as a wing. He's actually very, very versatile.
But I'm saying that's
defensively what they want to do.
But
they're going to go deep into
Minot
rotation.
And White and Brown and Baylor Shireman, all these guys are going to factor into guard wing minutes. So
yeah, Simons, Pritchard.
I don't know where the minutes are, but all right, Turp.
But they're going to go deep into
the
rotation.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be surprised. Like, they're going to play 11, 12 guys. They're going to go really deep. There's plenty of opportunity on this team.
Okay, two more.
Yeah, Turp, you've seen all these guys very up close. Who's your coach of the year for the Celtics?
It's going to be Joe Mazzulla.
You go Mazzulla? Okay,
sure.
Mazzulla.
Honorary mention, Craig Lucianet, the director of player development.
I'm sorry, who?
Craig Lucianet. He's the director of player development.
Okay.
Right. It's a big year to development the players.
We'll give it to Mazzulla.
Sam Cassell?
But he's on watch. Yeah, Cassell. God Sham God Jr. Emile Jefferson. Now we know all these guys. All they had to
true.
Do is
we do, we
put
do
in
really
work in a media
Who was
game.
The other guy from West Virginia?
Oh,
Deshaun Butler. Yeah, maybe.
Turp. He can shoot that thing.
Yeah. He can pick your pocket.
Oh, yeah, that too. And show it on the Jumbotron.
All right, two other questions for you that we'll throw on the graphic as well, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. All-stars. How many all-stars will they have and who will they be? I think Brown is an obvious one. We have him as the team MVP. We have him all-NBA. So he's an obvious one. I think Derek White cracks it this year.
I don't.
I think Derek White gets in this
year. In your
year.
Face, Jones.
I'm outvoted.
Brown,
all right,
Brown
so
and White.
Hugo's going to have a big year on Derek two all-stars
on
this team?
Well, he was an Olympian, for God's sakes. I mean, people tried getting Derek White as like an all-star snub the last even couple of years, but you had Tatum there. So White's stats are going to go up. We've seen games where Tatum hasn't played. White is going to be an easy 20-plus point per game scorer. Right, that gets you at least on the radar.
But you guys know how NBA all-star teams work, too, where it is related and correlates to how good your team is, and they're going to be a way worse team.
Okay, now we lead into the last question. Where do you think they finish in the Eastern Conference? I still think they finish sixth.
Six sounds right.
Yeah, I think six does sound right.
Time
I think
six.
It's just outside of the play-in. I think that's how they're going to look.
If you finish sixth, I think you can get two all-stars on
there. You could.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, but they could. But I'm outvoted. I'm outvoted. So we have the Celtics as the sixth seed. We have two all-stars. Joe Mazzulla, Celtics coach of the year. Honorable mention to who again?
Craig Lucianet.
Okay.
Yeah, Craig Lucianet, shout out.
Ugo.
Ugo Gonzalez.
Do you think the crowd will go, Ugo?
Maybe.
They should. Yeah.
He's their rookie of the year. Clutch player, Derek White. Six-man, Anfernee Simons. Defensive player, Derek White. Couple of honors for him. Most improved, the lawnmower, Josh Minot. And Celtics MVP is Jalen Brown. That is Pure Hoops with Terps, some Celtics superlatives. It is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Proud to be local since 1860. Terp, good stuff. Anything else?
No, I got nothing else.
Okay. He emptied the tank.
I emptied the tank.
Who wins tonight, Celtics or Sixers?
I think this is a game they can win. I really do. At home, I think they can win, and they're going to need a couple wins here early. I mean, we've been talking about it off air in the last couple of days. Like, their schedule to begin the season is very, very difficult, and it starts tonight with Philly. They get New
York. 4.5-point favorites.
It was 2.5 last night.
4.5 right now.
Any betting advice on the over? Is there any time to get on the over specifically?
I like the over tonight.
No. I'm sorry. The over. On win total.
Oh yeah, I'd wait a little bit. Wait until after November 1st.
Terp wants to wait 6-7 games into the year.
What's that, like a week?
the win total's gonna dip.
Then pounce.
And
five
then
or six
after and it's pounce. A real buying opportunity.
After the Philadelphia in Philadelphia Friday night, they come back November 1st and play the Rockets. After that stretch, buying opportunity.
Okay, good to know. Check out Terp on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Check them out all over WEEI.com as well. Terp, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week. And let's get back to Brad Marchand, returning to the Garden last night.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.